Yes, without a net. Our nervous systems need downtime. One of my favorite lines by Joseph Campbell is that up until recent times, everyone understood that to have anything approaching a spiritual life, the first requirement was leisure. And what's meant by that is time to just sit and time to recuperate, time to recover. And I fear for all of us, myself included, and I fear for, I fear for future generations, but I don't think that screen culture will last for future generations. I fear for those who come, for any of those who come who are attached to screens. I interviewed George Gerbner decades ago. He's the guy who did a lot of studies on TV violence. And he said a lot of people misinterpret his work, which is the subject of another video sometime. But what I want to get into now is he talked about how one of the things that TV would do is create a mean world syndrome, which is where you come to believe that the world is a lot meaner than it really is, because if you watch television, you can see 10 murders in 3 hours. And there are quite a few people who go their entire lives without seeing a single murder. And there's this, the requirements of both television programming and books contain fundamental lies that I think harm our perception of the world. And one of those lies in television is that everything will be solved in 48 minutes plus the 12 minutes of advertising. Or in a movie, that everything will be resolved in 2.5 hours. And that is not my experience of how life works. And even in a book, there is an expectation that things will get tied up neatly at the end. And as Chekhov says about a gun, if you have a gun on the stage, then it has to go off at some point in the play. And that's not really how life works. Sometimes there are things that are left unresolved, and sometimes we never know. I think about this with all the bears I see around here, that, you know, I've seen scores of different bears over the last 20 years. And some of them, I know what happened to them because they got shot in the neighborhood. Some of them I still see once in a while. And some you might see, we might see for a few years and then never see again. And we will never know. I will never know what happened to those bears. Are they happy somewhere else? Are they dead? That's something else that, and this is not just idle discussion. This is one of the things that drives science, is this need to know everything. I just read something a couple days ago about how they drilled into yet another sub-ice lake in Antarctica that has been covered with ice for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And the first thing I think every time when I hear about something like that is, why can't they just leave it alone? And there's another thing that happens with so much screen time, so much drama, is that there is more drama than there is in life. And have you noticed that in most novels or most movies where someone is an activist, then their partner has to oppose their activism as opposed to being supportive? And the reason for this is because you need to have some interesting drama. Just make the drama to keep people interested, because drama is exciting. But I think that gives us false notions of what relationships are really like, because in movies, every single scene has to have a conflict. And I don't know about you, but I've had relationships like that where every scene has to have a conflict and I don't like them. And I've had other relationships where you don't always have to have conflict. I like those a lot better. And the point is that we are lied to. No, it's worse than lying. It's the medium is the message. There are fundamental reasons that, you know, a book, you cannot include every single thing that happens or it ends up being really boring. And that, again, gives us a false notion of what life is like. And I think we forget that we need to have tremendous amounts of time where we are not being hyperstimulated. And we need to have tremendous amounts of time. No. Well, yes and no. Part of the problem is that we're being hyperstimulated because you play a computer game, you're going to have zombies rushing at you constantly. You're going to have to be reacting very quickly. You watch a movie, there's something happening all the time. You read a book, there's something happening all the time. And I remember when I interviewed Martin Prechtel years ago. He's a Mayan shaman. One of the things that he talked about was that they had him do as part of his training was that he had to sit on a piece of ground with a circle around him, maybe, I don't know, 5 feet, 8 feet out. And he was told that he could not allow his consciousness to leave that circle for 8 hours. So he could think about whatever he wanted inside. He could think about the ants walking across, but he couldn't think out there. And there is tremendous See, this is why I said yes and no on the stimulation. Part of the problem is that our nervous systems need not only downtime, but they also need non-human stimulation, such that when we look at screens all the time, when we read books, everything is either created by or mediated by humans, as opposed to when I sit in a forest, there are sensory perceptions I'm having that are not mediated by or created by humans. And John Livingston talked extensively about how we're in an echo chamber. And when you're in an echo chamber, you start to hallucinate. And these hallucinations take the form of our ideology. So basically most of what we see on the screens are hallucinations. Most of what we see, you know, this concern over the stock market, those are hallucinations. Those are collective hallucinations. We go crazy. And so we need that other stimulation. And here's where the two come together, is the stimulation of nature is on an entirely different time system. It can be much slower. It can be fast, too, that anybody who has ever accidentally disturbed a wasp nest knows that there can be some very fast stimulation happening. But this is one reason I hate nature programs, is because if you see a nature program, I guarantee, if you see a nature program that has an alligator on it, the alligator is either going to kill or try to kill some ruminant. But alligators can go a long time between eating, and they spend most of their time hanging out, doing alligator things, thinking alligator thoughts. And We need I love the fact that I have lived on this same land for almost 20 years, and I have gotten to see trees get bigger. I've gotten to see times when there are tons of redwood millipedes and times when there are not so many, and then more times when there are. And I remember reading something that Winona LaDuke wrote about how her people understood that, I believe it was either fishers or martens, would make great migrations every 5 or 6 human generations. So every couple hundred years, there would be a path, there would be something change in the fisher or martin community. They're types of weasels, essentially. And that takes time to know those patterns. And I'm thinking about what Bind Deloria said about how we have different things to do at different times of our lives. And as we're old, then we are less active and we have more experience and more time to reflect upon those experiences. And it is the role of that time of your life to be able to reflect upon those experiences and to reflect upon the patterns that you've seen and to begin to attempt to articulate those patterns. And that is what he called wisdom. And that takes the time to have attended to them. It takes the time to have ruminated on them. And it takes the time to have then articulated them.